up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
What was your Monday like? Filled with joy? Was it everything you wished it would be? How was your Monday?
Joy. Let's begin with joy.
It was a good day. It was a good day. I have to say, reunited with my grandchild.
Hey, there you go. That's
you know,
good.
And every time you're away, you know, 1 or 2 days or a week, there is a huge exponential growth. And it's, I don't like this, Nana.
You're there now. You're there.
Very good. I am there.
That's so funny.
She's not too far behind Kofi.
No,
right?
They are how many months apart? He's a December baby. So
yeah,
she's when?
She's May. May,
okay.
Yeah. So that's
like
kind
around
of
roughly 5 months.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm catching up.
Defiance. He's there too. No.
Yeah.
No.
And you know, hug me is really pick me up.
Yeah.
It's not hugging. I'm a transport vehicle.
That's funny. You're a skiler.
To another place.
That's for sure. You're the skiler. That's what it is. Yeah, they put their hands up. They're like, all right, I have a lift ticket. Take me.
That's right. So that was the joy part. Yeah, it was just like on Monday, I thought, listen, the show it went so fast for me yesterday with all you guys, and same thing with the TV show. And it just all of a sudden, it just kind of fast. So is that an indication of what the week's going to be like? I'm not sure. But it was good to see the rain. I got to tell you, Jamar, that was great.
Yeah.
For me, it was great. I thought, yeah, because it's just dry over here.
It's dry.
Did you go to a patio yesterday? Did you sneak out to a can? It's raining.
No patio. You know, patio. I'm just doing the, you know, chill at home thing right now. Well, we did a patio the other day, like I said.
That's right. Now, I've got some good news for all of those who have never attended Wonderland. And I hope I'm not taking this away from Azalea, but I probably am. Miles.
Yep.
Wonderland.
Can't wait. July
7th. Woo! He's been here for how long in this city?
Yeah, it's almost been 2 years.
Yeah, and you have never been?
Never been. Never been on. Never really been open, yeah.
Yeah.
I went once. They did some roller coaster premiere.
They
Do you remember that?
That's right.
Yeah, and I went, and it was cool. You know, there weren't a lot of people there. It was a morning like kind of media day. But it would be nice to go back when there's regular people there.
It's all hopeful news, like people wanting second vaccines, people, you know, finding out about all this kind of things that are more positive. I know, Azalea, I don't want to steal from you there, sister. But I thought, I saw July 7th, and I thought, Miles, who has to be this tall to ride he's very tall. Yeah. He could ride any ride. Just. There you go.
Can't wait for some funnel cake.
Yeah. Now, is your girlfriend a roller coaster person?
She is. She's an adrenaline junkie. She likes it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'll be there.
Which one did you go on, Jamar?
Gosh, I knew that. I don't even remember.
I know.
I've been on so many roller coasters. I don't even remember what one.
I'm a fan too. You are.
It was whatever roller coaster they premiered maybe about a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. If anyone remembers what that is.
If anybody does, please text us because we are like still having our coffee. Can't remember.
I thought it was great.
It's been so long that we don't remember. Yeah. So these are all positive things, you know, in June.
Give me a sign.
Chum 104.5 horoscopes. Cancer.
Cancerians, you have a lot going on. You might be busy with things such as a project with a loved one or a friend. The pleasure you get from this could be that it strengthens your connection. Whoever it is, you might find the experience nurturing, but also eye-opening.
Uh-huh.
Okay, your day is a 6.
Virgo,
someone may have the right words to encourage you, and you might find their company heartwarming. Whether they are a friend or a romantic partner, their influence can allow you to feel really, really good. Your day, Virgo, is a 7.
Sagittarius.
Ready to seize an opportunity? It might require that you learn new skills. This is something that you quite enjoy, Sagittarius. Need a solution to an awkward issue? It could be found by reducing the situation to basics at simple at its best. So you got a big day today. It's a 9.
Wake me up.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up.
Let me read you all some of the 10 most frequently used passwords. And because these passwords are so frequently used, someone listening absolutely has this as a password. I would like to know why anyone are using it as a password. Number 10 is SENHA. Does anyone know why?
I do.
Senha, what is that?
That is another, it's from Brazil. And that's another way of saying password.
Oh, that's so funny.
And in Portuguese. And that's and so because more Brazilians are online, they're saying overall, that means, yeah, that means password. And password is another one on the list. Isn't
password
it?
Is number four. Just the word password. So password in Portuguese.
Yeah.
The word password is number four.
Uh-huh.
Number nine is 1234567890.
Yeah.
Number eight is 12345. Number seven is 123123. Number six is 111111.
Oh, that's clever.
Why, you guys? Number five is 12345678. Somebody listening has that as a password. Password, of course, is one. Picture one, which is funny to me.
That I've never thought of that.
Picture one.
Isn't that Miles' password?
I think it is Miles' password.
Okay. Nice.
12345678 is number two. And the number one most frequently used password is 123456. Now, guys, we need to talk. Why are you guys doing this?
I don't know. You know, it's really interesting because we mentioned password and then the Portuguese senha. And also, I love you is another one that probably didn't make their top 10, but I love you, you know, in small, no caps. It's because they say we're hopelessly romantic. This is about the world, everybody.
Yeah. You know, the other day I'm going on Google Chrome.
Yeah.
And I go to a website that I have to log into. Once I get to the webpage, I put in my login, my password, and I press enter. Google Chrome gives me a message. They go, your password was located in a massive breach. The actual browser is telling me this because I guess Google has access to all types of information.
Oh, okay.
So after I type in my password, they've scanned this breach and they found my password in there.
Wow. So what do you do?
I have to go through and, I mean, this is a you know how you have like a couple passwords for a couple different situations?
Yeah.
This is like my most common password. So now I have to go through and change all my passwords. And it's a pretty complicated password, too. It's not a very easy one.
Wow, and it was breached. Okay, so my question is, we were kind of lightly talking about this today, yesterday, and you said, Azalea, that Google Chrome is not the best way to go. Is that right?
Yeah, I read an article this weekend, something about Forbes was saying that Google Chrome gives away too much information of yours, whereas... Other browsers, they just have better privacy on them.
Yeah. I'd have to admit that. Now, I think Google Chrome's, for me, seems to run really fast. It seems to be really quick, but Safari seems to be a little bit more secure, for sure.
Wow. Well, when you change everything up, see, a lot of people do the same because they can't remember, right?
Well, there's just so many things to log into.
So where do you put it?
You know what? Do you use a Mac?
Mm-mm.
No, but I just have a document that I just write all the passwords down. I just literally have like Bell Cable, then I have the password next to it, and I just keep a document.
Yeah.
All the different passwords.
Hard copy of one that just in case.
I don't do the hard copy.
What about
copy
if your lovely, lovely Ronica, she can't get to it. Something happens to you. You fall off your bike.
They're gonna die with me probably, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Just not giving out my passwords like that.
I don't know. My mom has a
paper with all those passwords, and it looks crazy. Like just this paper with all these really
is
important.
Is it handwritten?
Yeah, it's handwritten. It's, you know, my mom is like old, you know.
Hey. She's not much older than me.
Oh, my bad. My mom is
She's young, she's seasoned. Experienced.
I'm sorry. Seasoned.
She's experienced.
She's aged to perfection. Like we're
tap dancing now.
Some 104.5 in the morning. Back to the morning show
with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Check this out. A bunch of musicians and actors have revealed that there were certain roles or jobs they took.
Right.
Just because it made their kids or grandkids kind of impressed with them.
Dad, dude, that's so cool you're in this movie. What now? Let me... I would say these are much older actors.
Some of them. Some of them.
Like some of them like in the Marvel Universe or the right? That kind of a thing?
For example, Robert, if you want to talk about Marvel Universe, Robert Downey Jr. was asked to voice a character on Family Guy. His son was a big fan, so he actually took the gig.
Hey, that's cool.
That's funny.
Yeah.
David Bowie.
What did he do?
Did you even know that David Bowie did a SpongeBob SquarePants episode?
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
No, I did not know that. Who was he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Not sure. It was a small character, too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It wasn't David Bowie. Maybe it was a singer.
Just a character or
maybe
something
it was
like
a
that.
Singer of some sort. But his six-year-old daughter went nuts after he did this. He said this was the holy grail of an animation game.
Oh, that's great. Just a one-off, but how fun. Yeah.
Got all the cool points.
Yeah.
I remember Will Smith was in Shark Tale.
Yes.
Yeah. At the time, Willow Smith was three. And he said he was just basically doing it for her. Can you imagine getting cast for a role, like getting that call and saying, yeah, we're going to pay you $10 million, Mr. Smith, to do da-da-da-da.
Right.
He's like, Willow, do you like the movie Shark Tale? Shark Tale, yeah. All right, I'll do it. Like, remember, can you imagine that being the decision?
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting. You know, I knew this from an interview. Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
Her kids really loved Hunger Games, the books and everything like
sure.
that. So, and they did, her kids apparently said, you got to read this book because she was cast in Mockingjay.
Oh, wow.
So that's cool. I mean, you know, she... Plus, it's a lot of money right there.
Right,
it's a good
right,
series
right.
to be in. It's not like, you know, she just said, hey, can I be in this? You know,
when
they
I look
love
at
Julianne
this
list,
these are big roles. Like, Idris Elba did the voice of Shere Khan in the live-action Jungle Book.
Oh, really?
He did that solely for his kids, just so his kids could get some cool points with the kids.
That's very cool.
Ben Affleck says he was Batman for his kids. Wearing the costume to his son's birthday party was worth every moment of suffering in Justice League. He is notoriously what's the word? Bemoaned, if that's the word, that role.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. He is. I'm not a big fan of that, but good for him that he did it. This is a legendary British actor, Richard Harris. Man, he's done so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So he got into the Harry Potter series as Albus Dumbledore. I'm not a big
Dumbledore.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Dumbledore.
And he said if he didn't do it, his granddaughter vowed that she would never speak to him again.
Yeah.
So that's why he took the role. But let me just tell you, everybody, it made them look really good in these roles because who would turn down, you know, Harry Potter or, you know, SpongeBob or what else did you?
Batman. Right.
Yeah, that's a Shark Tale. I mean, Shark Tale was not known at the time. And then Michael Sheen, you know, this British actor, if you saw him, you go, yeah, I know. He did Twilight because his 10-year-old daughter loved the books and she was so happy that he took the role. Again, ka-ching.
Ka-ching.
Paid for her university.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chum.
6:30 games time. Our players are ready. Playing on Team Marilyn is Kiara.
What a pretty name. Hey, Kiara.
Good morning.
Playing on Team Jamar is Marion.
Beautiful. Marion.
Hi.
And the story goes like this. The games adds this great prize. Are you both into barbecuing? Yeah.
For sure.
For sure. We got a Grace Foods prize pack, including delicious Grace Foods products, so many of them, and swag. Everything you need for a fun family barbecue. Grace puts the thrill back into your grill. All right. What's the game today,
The
Jamar?
Game today is Slow Jams.
Slow Jams.
We're going to play you some slowed down hit music. These are songs you should know. Hopefully you do. Even if they are slowed down to almost can't hear speed.
Yep.
All right, three each, best of three wins, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Or best out of the two threes wins.
That's right. That's right. So you could just name the artist or the song. You don't have to name both. Are you ready, Kiara? You're up first. Here we go. Kiara?
Song you hear all the time. Harder on the radio once you hear it.
Any guess?
No.
What is it, Miles?
Ava Max, My Head and My Heart.
Oh, no score for you. Jamar, you're up next with Marion.
Okay, Marion, let's hear it.
I'm a bigger heart, let me be your motivation to stay and give it tonight.
Do you know that song? What is it? Who is it? Something.
Hello, Marion.
Marion?
Yes.
Any guess?
No, I'm really sorry.
Not a problem.
Okay, no one's on the board. Okay.
That is Normani's motivation. She sounds like Sam Smith really slowed down.
A little bit.
I was like, okay. Well, there it is. Okay, next.
Okay, Kiara, here's your next one. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore.
We don't talk anymore. Title or artist, Kiara?
We don't talk anymore?
Boy, that's a good guess. I'd say the same thing because she repeated it three times. Awesome.
Charlie Puth, We Don't Talk Anymore.
Selena Gomez too, right? Is that right or no?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yep.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Marion, this is for you. Who is that?
I'm thinking. Give me a sec.
Okay.
Do.
You're out of sex.
Sign of the Times.
There you go.
Yay.
Sign of the Times. Yeah, Sign of the Times. Harry Styles.
Yeah, both of you are on the board. Okay, so, Kiara, here's your next one. This is the part when I say I
don't want it. I'm stronger than I've been before. Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Way to go. Oh, okay.
I love that song.
It's fun. Okay, so now you have to get this, Marion. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here we go.
Come on. So we'll piss off the
neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I know a place.
Ah, not just quiet. It's Pillow Talk. That is Zayn's hit.
Yeah.
Zayn Malik.
Some 104.5. In the morning. Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Marilyn, look it. Look.
Look at you. What's it called? A voice? The voice?
A voice Tones? Of our own.
What year?
This is 1997, my high school yearbook.
1990, as it turned the paper, turned to sepia tone yet, like mine?
No. It's in decent condition. Let me see.
Let me just tell you, my high school yearbook is kind of, it's one of those things where it was 1776, 1976. And so everything was about,
it's like a centennial type of
thing. Yes, thank you for that word. Yeah, yeah. And so everything was patriotic, whatever. So they decided to do our yearbook in a sepia tone. So everybody looked like, I don't know, from the wild, wild west.
Mine's just regular black and white. Take a look. This is
so nice.
Here we go. Now, I went to a really tiny school. So our yearbook was quite detailed because they had a lot of space to fill. Graduating class, like 30, 35 or something like that. So each one of the graduates, we all got our own page where we got to just kind of write a message to whatever, you know, friends or whatever, something that they could remember. I'm reading my messages here. I don't know if I was that great with words.
Come on.
Dear Rachel, for the 2 years I've known you, I can honestly say you've been an interesting and great friend. Keep in touch. At some point we did. Yeah, I mean, we don't talk every day, but we could probably get on the phone and be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? It would be pretty simple.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking about how a yearbook is done right now, because most of the yearbook is stuff that's gone on throughout the year. And it's pictures of moments of us in the hallway, you know, out on the field playing sports. It's
right. It's the teachers in their work mode. It's the senior class. It's the junior class.
Yeah.
It's the events that happen, like proms and everything, right?
It's all of the things that are happening on the school grounds. But now that everyone's been gone for almost 2 years now, what is a yearbook like? Melissa's on the line. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good.
Thank you.
Good. So what's up with the yearbook this year?
So I have two daughters, grade 10 and 12, and they've been asked to take selfies of themselves.
Oh.
And obviously no school activities have occurred. I think they attempted something at the beginning, but...
Yeah.
So none of that has happened. And then sign, of course...
So is there an actual book?
It's thin.
It's a thin book? Is there going to be like a paper book that they can hold, or is it like a PDF you download?
No, we're actually getting a book. We paid for it the year before.
Okay.
So they'll definitely get a book, but we haven't been shown. The kids have no idea what it's going to look like.
Right. Well, nobody does. And nobody ever knows what it's going to look like anyway.
No, but I mean just that they don't get the normal things that they would expect to see, all the activities. And my daughter's graduating, so as you mentioned, prom.
None of that.
Yeah. Interesting times. I'm sure they're going to do highlights of pandemic lockdown, what it looked like. I mean, what a historical time that they've lived through. Unfortunately, they missed out on some good times, but that they may have that at university. So, but that's going to be, that's interesting because we were wondering, what did everybody do over the last couple of years? Yeah. That's 2 years.
Can you imagine really? Half the yearbook pictures have people in like their pajamas, like at home? Zoom screen captures of what was happening in your house.
Do you know that we talk about this before, and I don't know if she's still on the line, but you know, what if we didn't have the communication we have now? What would this lockdown have looked like?
It would have been terrible, and it was not good, but it would have been even worse.
Worse, and so there's no communication between people, but so they're having people take selfies, students take selfies, which they're very good at. So it might be a better picture than you would have had in the yearbook when you were asked to put on your cap and gown and everything to have your picture taken your senior year.
Right.
You know what I mean, Jamar?
Right, no, for sure.
Yeah. Filter. Yeah. That's crazy. What else do you have? What did people write about you? What did they, did it was underneath your senior picture, did it say what you were going to become? Did you have a description of you? Your last name's McNeil. Look at it. It's under M.
They didn't do that so much. It was just really everyone on their page wrote quotes to people they wanted to say things to.
Okay. So give me another one.
I'd have to go to the...
Come on. Give me another one.
Let's see if anyone wrote anything to me. Maybe I wasn't that popular. I have to struggle to find if anyone wrote a single thing to me.
But maybe you didn't walk around. I mean, when the yearbooks came out for us, sometimes people would steal our yearbooks and we'd go, where is it? And then they return it. And then years later, you find somebody had written something about you and you didn't know it was there in the first place.
Right.
What do you got? Anything?
Nothing yet.
Wow.
Let's see.
It's a small school. Only one pen.
Okay, Jamar. Right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Jamar, you're definitely one of a kind. You've taught me a great lesson. Never lend money to anyone.
Okay, great. Already you do. You already.
There it is. I will always remember all the great times we had along the way. Aww. I'll never forget the girls who came along with them. Wow.
Wow. Okay. You sounding interesting.
You've been a great friend. I hope to see you in the future on the big screen.
Okay, and who was that?
This is my friend Michael.
And Michael, and it's just in case people didn't know, you did a lot of acting and stuff when you were a little kid, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I leave you $20, Back to the Future, Goodfellas, Roseland, and A Friend for Life.
That's a great one.
Okay, there we go.
Are you still in touch with him?
Yes, we do. Me and Mike talk all the time.
Oh, that's great.
So fun. He'll probably say the same thing today.
Right.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on! In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
This is good stuff.
You think
this
so?
Well, you know, seriously, Jamar, when's the last time you looked at your yearbook?
I have not looked at this in many, many years.
Yeah, and so when you go back to look at it, mine's at the TV station, so I couldn't look at mine. But it's incredible what the mindset was. For example... give us a little, somebody signed your yearbook and you read it to us earlier and it was quite funny.
Jess says, Jamar.
Yeah.
Keep talking to all the fine ladies. There's one for you out there. What?
What? You, fine ladies.
I don't know how to take that. Okay. Happy graduation.
Well, I'll tell you how I take that one. You were talking up the ladies.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Jamar, regardless of how I've pestered you, you're one of my best friends. Good luck. Keep in touch.
Who's that?
It's Johnny.
Is Johnny still around?
Yeah, Johnny's a police officer.
Oh, cool.
Okay, Jamar quotes, truly tasteless. Break it up. You really think Tupac made that up? These are things that I've screamed in class at one point or another.
Okay. Who wrote that?
Craig wrote that.
Where's Craig? What's
Craig
he doing?
Craig is living in Dallas right now.
See, this is good to see where they are. Do you know what Craig does for a living?
Yeah, he sells like tax software.
Okay. Did you think that he'd ever be successful?
Yes, I did think so. Okay. I was hoping you would.
Sometimes people really surprise us, right?
Yeah, they do surprise us.
Yeah.
Jamar, baby, I guess I owe you a lot of thanks. I know, after all, you were my first friend here at lovely LWA. You have, by far, a very unique sense of humor. I'll always remember you for that. By the way, how was it with the cast? Oh, geez.
What happened? Do you know?
I do know what that is. That's a really weird reference that she made. I broke my leg in high school.
Doing what?
Playing basketball.
And so were you in a cast for most of your senior year?
Yeah, and for a very significant event in my life.
Ah.
And I don't know how that got out. I don't know how everyone found out that that happened.
Well.
Okay.
There you go.
That made it into the yearbook. Oh, here's another one from Mike. Sean, Jesse, Jamar, Chris, Tim, Josh. I have only one thing to say. Naked City!
What's that mean?
It is this entertainment venue on Queens Boulevard.
Okay. And what do you do there?
Next topic.
Okay.
What are you doing, Naked City?
We're going back with the cast thing. All right.
That Naked City night was not before midnight, I'll tell you that much. Remember that conversation? Okay. Everyone's like, what?
Do I look like a mother going, uh-huh?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
I have some bad news for people who are waiting for furniture to arrive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a little bit of a wait.
You do.
Things are supremely short right now. Room and Board, are you familiar with that furniture chain?
Yeah, down in the States, yeah.
Yeah, 90% of its products are produced in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the suppliers get their other things from China.
Mm-hmm.
The backup in supplies right now to get things into the United States from China is epic.
It's a long wait.
Yeah, half the items right now are in stock, but 90% from normal, they said they're way, way low on stock. So if you're renovating your house, mm-hmm. if you're doing anything in your home, right now is a tough time, especially with appliances too.
That's right. I was talking to my friend Joel Bray, who's a designer, yesterday. So we're going to talk about this on Chum tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, let me tell you what's delayed. Tiles.
Okay.
Appliances and furniture. And it's because, so if you're Canadian, right, and you have to order from the United States, as per your point, Jamar,
right,
has to order from
China. Yeah, so.
Yeah, where's the containers? Are they coming in? Are they producing them? So it's really a big delay. And just as a thought, before this pandemic happened, Jim and I ordered a couch probably last 2020, January 2020, you know, and this is before the pandemic, obviously. We didn't get it till December of 2020.
Wow.
That's how long it took.
It's going to take long.
It's not a special one. It was just that, you know, they had to order from the States, and that's where the manufacturer was. Things take a long time.
If you can find a brand that gets their stuff, like Room and Board, manufactured in the U.S., you're going to have a little bit better time. Yeah. But most of the other places, they're outside of the U.S. They're outside of even North America, getting stuff in from China.
Yeah.
And, man, the backups are epic. With appliances right now, what they're seeing is when people buy appliances, because they're speeding up the production, a lot of the work isn't being done. It's kind of like shoddy. So you'll get your appliance and then equipment failure.
That's right. And then to get it fixed.
Is it going
to
take forever?
It's going to take forever, because I had a situation years ago. Remember when the tsunami happened?
Yep, yep.
Well, my oven, the readout in the oven completely went. So we were going to order a new readout. But the factory had been demolished.
In the tsunami?
Yes.
Wow.
And so there was only one or two guys in the city of Toronto or in Canada that had that board.
Yes.
That board was going to cost me $1,000. No.
To replace it and to keep the
oven. Well, that's just doesn't work for me, right? And the warranty's gone. So yeah, so all those kind of things are. That's why I have a friend of mine in they're builders in New Jersey, and he said he was at a truck stop, on his way to up to the Catskills, and he's building something, and he said a guy came out and was screaming because the 2x4s were there on the back of his truck were stolen. Because lumber is so expensive.
Right.
So it's gone up like 500%. So everything's delayed, expensive. I know people bought new houses this year, but just to get the work done, even in a regular non-pandemic time, it takes time.
It takes time.
Yeah.
And through a pandemic, it takes even more time. So if you're one of those people right now really suffering through renovation, or maybe even just trying to put some new stuff in your house, you're not the only one. Tons of delays, tons of product supply chain issues. It's just really a big deal right now.
Yeah. There's a lot of Canadian manufacturers that are out there to support them if they're still open. Search them out first, because you'll get better delivery too. You know, probably better product, I think.
When you wake up.
Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up. On Chum.
Can you believe in one day the news breaks that John Legend was like a big tool? It's like, oh my gosh, not him too.
No.
I mean, all this Chrissy Teigen news, it's just like... It's like, what else are we going to find out of it, people?
I really wonder how their marriage is doing right now during all this turmoil. I really do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You know, listen, you love each other. You stand by thick and thin. But this is, this Chrissy Teigen story keeps coming up and up and up about her being a bully. She's already apologized, but another one has come forward. That's tough.
It's funny because he's like regarded as the most dreamy man in like all of music.
He's kind and
sings at the piano. I'm going to love you now.
Yeah.
And then you find out that he's a big F-boy. Do you know that term, F-boy? You know that?
No, can you tell me what that means?
It's the F-word, essentially.
Yeah.
But it's a term for guys who are just really are essentially users. And there's a new reality show coming to HBO Max that's actually using that term. A lot of younger girls use it. They'd be like, oh, when they find out a guy is really not about nothing and they just want that thing.
Yeah.
He's a F-boy. Now, the new
we
show...
We had another name for it back then. I don't even know what it was.
Okay.
Started with an A, ended with an E.
Got you. Well, yeah. It's remixed a little bit since then. So this reality dating series is from the former Bachelor producer. This show is called F-Boy Island. Azalea, you're pretty aware of this, right? Because I don't know if I'm so in on it, but it sounds interesting.
Right. So this is another fun show where they take you to an island and they basically bring 12 men. And then six of them, I believe, are F-boys. Another six are nice guys. And then there's going to be three women. And then those three women have to kind of date these men and see which ones are the F-boys and which ones are the nice guys. But they're all going to act like nice guys. So that's the trick. So I think it's kind of a mean premise to a show, actually, because these women are going to end up falling for one of these guys. And it's probably going to be an F-boy because that's just how it works in real life. But they pretend to be nice guys.
Right. But wouldn't they be prepped for that before? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know if the women are going to be in on this, to be honest. I think the men all know.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't think the women are. See, that's insane. This is not nice.
That's terrible.
But who knows? Maybe they'll fall for the nice guy and then all will end well. But we know that that's not going to happen.
Oh, wait for the headline on that one. That's going to.
Every generation has a group of those guys. Yeah.
Oh, that one's going to make news.
Oh,
someone's going to get dragged.
Sure. I'd like to know how they are sold being on this show. That's my thing. Yeah.
Well, it was
like
filming
a dating show.
It was filming in the Cayman Islands. So everyone's
in love at the Cayman Islands.
No, everyone's going to the show. That's the point.
Oh, I see.
It's this new reality show. Where is it filming? The Cayman Islands. I'm there.
Turn it up.
Chum 104.5's Forever Fridays.
Forever Fridays.
All right, let's talk to Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning.
How are you feeling?
How's everybody?
We're great. We're just, you know, chilling and trying to get people condos, you know, or a condo. Ooh, Marilyn.
Oh.
There we go. Now we can hear. We couldn't hear you before.
Oh, why? I wonder why.
Technical. What were you saying?
Real estate.
Some real estate. Would you like some real estate, Karen?
Oh, definitely.
All right, let's hook her with a key. You are one step closer to getting that $725,000 condo at Friday Harbor.
Oh my God. Thank you. Oh, exciting.
So the draw is August 3rd.
Yeah.
So I know you'll put that in your calendar. You don't want to miss that. We need you to be.
Yeah.
We're gonna tell you all the details when they come to us about how this will be done. But you're in the draw now. So, I mean, all year round. You can say to your friends, I love this. Where are you going this weekend? Friday Harbor. You could say that on a Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh. My legs are shaking. I can't believe it. Oh.
How do you imagine that's going to be?
How's it going to be?
Yeah. Well, how do you live that life?
I don't know. But you know what? I'll learn.
Okay.
I'll learn
all right.
Oh
all
my
right.
gosh. Oh, it just speechless. Thank you. Oh.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, thank you for listening to Chum and good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. We'll give it another key at 11 o'clock today.
Friday, I'm in love.
Isn't it great?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to enter online, you can do so. Just go to chum1045.com and click on the link.
Yeah.
To show you how to do that.
I'm going to Friday Harbor this weekend.
You have to report back on everything. What are you looking forward to the most?
We've got a round of golf, I think.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah. So Heather and I have been taking lessons just ready for this, basically, just for this exact reason. Because we're having a
Do you have to match up with another couple to get up on the ground? I'm wondering about
that. Oh, I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay, good.
No, we'll just stick to golf swings. No.
Yeah.
We'll
and a lot of this. Sorry.
Yeah. So, no, I can't wait. I'm really excited. Hope we get good weather.
Yeah, bring back your complete review. Baby,
wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
Hey, have you seen the tonight's Lotto draw?
What?
It's pretty big. What is it up to now? Like 100
It's 128 million.
Wow. That's a record. Guess it just rolled over from the last one where no one won.
Oh.
It's the biggest ever.
Wow.
Is that the biggest ever?
Yep.
Okay. Well, might see online somewhere, everyone listening.
So if you won, let's just say if you won, what would you do? Tell me.
Would you come in tomorrow?
100% to brag to everybody.
Sure.
I'm $128 million rich.
Yes.
What? But
no, I mean, I don't know what I'd do. I have no idea. Like, just the thought of it is crazy to me. Like, millions upon millions of dollars. $1 million is one thing.
Yeah.
128 of them is a different story altogether. I don't know what I'd do.
It'd be unbearable if you won that.
I know, right?
Tomorrow morning.
We'd ask you to quit.
Jamar, get out of here.
Please get out of here.
All right.
No, but don't you have one thing? Come on.
One thing?
Yeah, what would you do? I'm thinking
I'd pay off a lot of debts and I'd buy a home. I'd buy my dream house in Jamaica. I already know where I want it, how I want it to look. I want it situated. I'd go ahead and just get it built and done, you know, cuz those things happen much quicker when you have the money. You know, when you don't have the money, you do the little, a little bit of money here and there. Oh, I'll build a wall here today.
No.
Then it's like forever. But when you have the money, one shot, boom, build the house, done.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do. What would you do?
Well, I've got the RV parked out in the driveway, and I'm heading off to Kalispell, Montana. Now, I don't agree with the Montana politics, but I'm not going to talk to anybody.
Montana.
Beautiful glacier park, beautiful, American Rockies that kind of blend into the Canadian Rockies.
Sure.
It is stunning. And I think it's just to get away from it all and just be in nature. Yeah.
I could see you with like a cup of coffee on the porch, looking out at the mountaintops. I can actually picture the scene.
Yeah. Okay. I would look for a place to build on, like, so I can look at the mountains.
Yes.
And oversee the mountains, see them all year round. I mean, that would be just one of the many houses I would own. And I would invite you.
Thank you. I would invite you, too. It'd be a house. Yeah. Do you like the water, of course?
I love the water.
Be a house right on the water on the north coast of Jamaica, right
there.
Okay,
I'm in. Miles, what about you?
I would buy my old family home back.
You would?
Yeah.
They sold it many years ago?
They only sold it, like, 5 years ago.
That must feel awkward, right? Because my mom still lives in the house I grew up in, so I don't know what it's like to like have your family's house.
Well, even weirder, I was living away at the time, and then so the next time I moved home wasn't home again.
That's
crazy. They didn't tell you?
No, they did tell me. Yeah.
Can you imagine it? Miles, we have something to talk to you about before you land.
No, they did tell me.
It was weird, eh?
Yeah, because grew up in Manchester where all my friends are, and now they live up in Scotland where I was born.
Yeah.
So that's strange. And then, it's 128 million tonight.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Now, I'd buy my parents' old house, my old family house, and then the 28 million I would invest into my favorite football team, Glasgow Rangers, and hope
you could be a part owner.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah. What are you doing with the 128 million, Azalea? This should be good.
She's waiting for a sale at Nordstrom's.
Right? Well,
that's
no sale. I won't shop sale anymore.
What? I thought you would still be
a
money miser.
Shop sale.
No? Okay.
I'll probably buy my dad like a house, like his dream house. And then, I don't know, I would just travel forever. I probably wouldn't even live anywhere anymore. I'd just be a nomad.
Jamar, we didn't mention family members. We're cold and callous.
Yeah, you guys
didn't even say Jim was coming with me. I said, I'm going to the
No, my family,
theater.
I think my family members are getting like that.
small disclaimer. I mean, overall, it's 128 million, but it is $70 million plus 58 $1 million prizes. So it's a big check. Well, not big
My accounts will take care of that. I'm not worried.
Bigger check. chance you can
still
win.
Pretty big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still pretty big.
That's, by the way, that's the first idea we had. So that tells you how we really feel about life right now. Like, get me out of here.
The Chum Morning Show.
Match.
Game. But how many people really do win those big prizes and go back to work the same?
I at this stage of the game, the age that I am right now, I wouldn't come back.
There's no way.
No. But there's on a big party. No way.
Uh-uh. I mean, I would come back, but I'm saying there's no way you would.
No, that's right.
Match. Game.
Time for the match game, $500, and competing this morning is Danielle.
Danielle.
Guys. I'm Sharp Knife with Jay Michaels.
Oh, he's gone that time. What happened with Sharp Knife?
No. Listen, explain to Jamar, because he was on holidays. You are still...
Jamar,
not doing
I
well
wanted
with this.
To go with Marilyn, but I matched with Jay Michaels the day before, so I picked him. The word was sharp.
And?
He said sharp pack.
And you said...
Sharp knife.
Okay, and you haven't, that's only a couple weeks ago. You have got to let it go, perhaps today. Perhaps.
I said.
Well, okay, you're back for redemption.
$500.
I'm like, again, shaking. I can't stop.
Okay. Okay, so who do you want to choose, Jamar or MD?
Oh my gosh, Jamar or Marilyn.
That's up to you. Like, you know,
Okay, Marilyn, you know what? It's redemption. Let's do it.
Okay.
We're doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
You selected Marilyn.
Okay, Sharp Knife. It's like her gamer tag or something. Like,
yeah, that's what I was like, are you on Twitch?
At Sharp Knife. That's what your new tag is going to be. But enough of that. Let's play some match game for $500. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay, Danielle. 15 seconds on the clock as soon as I give you the first word. This morning, the first word is pilot.
Sorry?
Pilot.
Pilot. Oh, pilot. Pilot man, pilot plane, pilot lighter. Isn't that a pilot flame? Pilot. Oh my gosh.
I need an answer.
I need an answer. Pilot man.
Time's running out.
Pilot plane.
Are you locking it in?
Locking it in.
Answer locked.
That took more than 15 seconds.
I know.
To say what happened.
Okay, Marilyn.
Yeah.
The first word this morning is pilot. What's your second word?
Well, the first word that comes into my mind is pilot project. That's an old term. Pilot light. Pilot project. Pilot of the airwaves. That's for all the baby boomers out there. I'm going to say pilot light.
Will you be locking that in?
Yeah. Because I don't think this is a project.
Answer locked.
Oh, my God. What'd you say, honey?
Pilot plane. I had no idea.
Pilot plane.
Pilot light.
Well,
it'd be the pilot of a plane.
Pilot of a plane.
But, okay. I understand.
What's just to make her feel good, what's everybody else saying?
It's funny. I was doing this while we were playing.
Yeah.
And I said, let me just Google. And I just hit Google and see what it came up with. And for some reason, pilot coffee.
Oh, Pilot Coffee.
Coffee on Ossington? No,
there's a few of those.
Yeah, Pilot Coffee.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. Actually.
Guys, I'll tell you what Pilot Coffee is all about because we did a pivot story.
Yeah.
These were former pilots for Canadian, Air Canada, I think. And because they lost their jobs, they decided to get into coffee.
Look
and it's
at
called
that.
Pilot Coffee.
Where they're so Googleable. At the minute you type the word pilot in Google, coffee comes up immediately.
Because they thought, what business are we going to get into? We love coffee.
Well, they got the SEO lockdown. That's
good coffee.
Sure.
Good.
You're good Google people.
Flying on caffeine.
Right?
Yeah.
The text messages, pilot light is the overwhelming response. Most people are saying pilot light. Like, you know, on a gas stove.
Yeah.
Pilot light.
I would have said pilot episode, like TV, like pilot.
Oh.
You know, like TV pilot.
Pilot episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's such a media guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pilot license. I think people would have said pilot's license.
Have you ever heard of pilot project? It's yeah. almost like
a pilot project, like kind of TV, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
Well, very good and too bad. I'm sorry, honey. 500. Sure. Don't feel so badly about that because there's, you know, that was a toughie. So tomorrow, $600.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
Well, if you've been waiting to travel between Manitoba or Quebec, you can now cross the border without it being essential. Not now, but at 12:01 a.m. tomorrow. So very soon.
Start your engines.
So get ready. You don't need it to be essential. You can go now. And with that being said, Toronto's summer is about to be in all its glory with the reopening of Canada's Wonderland. They're going to open on July 7th. So roller coasters, funnel cake, all that fun stuff, you can now taste summer again.
Great.
I feel like we're so close to it. They're going to be making all the steps necessary to make sure it's fun and a safe space and aligned with step two of Ontario's reopening plan. So it's going to limit capacity, of course. And then July 5th and 6th, they're going to have for season pass holders where they can check out the new attractions first. And then regular guests can go afterwards. And they'll be doing an online reservation system. So this is great. So you just book a time, you book a date, and that's when you go. And this is so they can help manage capacity.
That, to me, should be thrown into the future. That is so good. That way you're not waiting in line all that time and your little kids are going, and you only get three rides in a day. I mean, it's such a popular place, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're giving you a limit for how long you have to be there for, but at least this is going to organize it so that you don't have to stand in line all day. So that's great. And you can start making reservations this Thursday at 9 a.m. So that's fine. But Splashworks is not going to be open until July 12th. So that's only a few days later anyway. So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Canadian football fans, if you guys are excited, CFL games are going to be returning to the BMO Stadium. The first game is on August 5th. And then that's going to go until the Grey Cup in December. December 12th in Hamilton.
I just want you to know that I'm going into the CFL Cheerleader Hall of Fame in the next couple of weeks.
What?
Love
the CFL?
It really is.
Really?
Are you being serious?
I'm serious. I was waiting for the punchline.
There's no punchline. Which I think is funny because I was probably one of the worst cheerleaders. Yeah, I was a cheerleader because our sister station in Calgary.
Oh, really?
CJ92. They challenged me to try out. I went, okay. And I made it.
Wow.
But I love football more than I did cheering because, you know, whatever. I like to watch football. So I got in trouble a lot for watching the game and not cheering.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, but there's a Hall of Fame. So they're inducting me in about 2 weeks.
Go on. Let's see the routine. Go on.
First to ten. Do it again. Oh, there you go.
We're dynamite.
Go ahead. Go. Yours.
I mean, no. I'm starting you off.
Do it.
Tick, 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 boom, dynamite. No.
This was in 84, okay?
Wow, we're learning so much about you guys today.
Yeah. So, that's happening. Well, go Argo, so come on.
And this week, I swear we've had the most Spice Girls news since 1997.
Yeah.
First, the girls got together for Victoria Beckham's Pride collection, and now they're getting ready to release their first song in 14 years.
Huh.
And I feel like I need to get my leopard print and my platform shoes out.
Is that your favorite one?
Yes. I used to show up to things as Scary Spice. Oh. My dad used to take us out to places, and I'd be like, I'm Scary Spice today.
You're so cute.
So Wannabe is turning 25, so they're releasing a new EP called Wannabe 25. Oh. So next month, and then they're going to feature an unreleased track called Feed Your Love. So we're getting that gift on July 9th.
Now, Miles, what's your favorite song? Because your sister loved the Spice Girls. Do you want to sing along with this little song that you picked out earlier today?
Yeah, we were just going through a couple songs.
Because his sister, is she older than you?
Yes, she is.
She's got all the Spice Girls dolls all sealed up, so she's gonna make millions off of that.
Yeah, she's got the original dolls, the entire collection, never been opened.
That's a good collection.
Gosh,
I forgot.
Give love to your baby. Gonna give love to your baby. Set your spirit free. It's the only way to be.
Oh, yeah. Sing it, Miles.
Very good. Hey, I forgot about that. Was a gem. How about that, Jamar, huh?
Man, I haven't heard that song in so long. I forgot it even existed.
They go on tour think about how many generations they hit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Spice Girls were really it.
They were it.
I had the lollipops with the Spice Girl stickers. All the stuff. All the things.
All in the room. But, like, did you have, like, pictures of them all over the place in your bedroom?
Yeah, I was obsessed with the Spice Girls. Yeah. I love them. Yeah.
I wanted to be the 90s again. Like, everything from this morning. Reading Jamar's yearbook, his graduation book.
Yeah.
Everything.
All right.
Miles, my dad texted me. He said, you better stay on the radio.
Where the singing career isn't there?
No singing career, I don't think.
But I love the fact that you listened to your sister as you could hear it blaring from her room, and you started, it sinks in, doesn't it?
He should have said, stop right now, thank you very much.
Texter says.
That's what he should have. That's a good one.
Text from Toronto says, Miles has officially ruined that song for me. My teenage self just died.
No, Miles.
Oh, my
I thought
goodness.
You did a really good job on that.
That was my sister.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good job, too, Miles. Don't worry.
Let's hear for the Spice Girls.
All right. Congratulations. 25. Can't believe it's been that long.
I want to be Prairie Spice. I don't know if they've got
Prairie
one.
Prairie Spice.
Yeah, I'd like to be Prairie Spice, yeah. We need a new member.
Hey, listen, when that Hall of Fame thing does happen, we're demanding a picture.
Absolutely. We want to see you in your cheer outfit.
No, are you kidding me? Yeah. You're not going to just drop that you were a Hall of Famer cheerleader and not show us.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.